It is 7:45 on this Saturday in CCULN. It's that time we have a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Morning, Jack.
Good morning, Denny. And how are you this fine morning?
I am doing quite well, and I hope you are doing the same. 24 degrees, we'll take that. That's not bad.
Why not? Why not? For late January, not bad.
I was by the Haskell's downtown here yesterday, and it's like, holy mac, what has taken over the streets of Minneapolis? Unbelievable.
You know, that's exactly what I'm going to talk about tonight. We're at Haskell's is in the heart of this whole downtown thing, and the most exciting part for us is we have a new wine bar, which is located at 901 Nicollet Mall. So it's right on the mall and right across from all of the excitement, etc. It's been unbelievable. You know, everybody should try and make it downtown just to see how they've transformed the Nicollet Mall. They've really done a remarkable job. There's sleigh rides. There's, of course, Major League Entertainment from the fabulous stage they've erected, etc. There's walk-in snow globes you can walk through. That Birkenbinder Bridge, where they have snowboarders going up and down the bridge and down the slope. They have lots of artificial snow there. They have skiers, and they're skiing up and down that ramp. Also, they have dogs pulling cross-country skiers, which is fascinating to watch. Snowmobilers, snowboarders doing all their exciting stuff on that area there. It's really remarkable. The ice sculptures are worth a trip downtown to just see. There's lots of food. There's lots of fun. There's a memorial to Prince, which is very nice. The chairman of the Super Bowl committee, Richard Davis and Marilyn Nelson, the co-chairs, really have done an absolutely outstanding job. This is something every Minnesotan should be pleased and proud of, what they have done on the mall. It is just terrific. And they had the public snow tubing. I must admit, I kind of missed that. I don't think we did much snow tubing when I was a kid. But I watched them doing it, and it just made me laugh to see those young kids go up and down that Birkenbinder bridge, which overpasses 9th Street. The whole thing goes from Orchestra Hall down to 6th Street. And at Orchestra Hall, they start with an ice skating rink there. And you can rent ice skates and skate on the rink, and you feel like you're in Rockefeller Center. In fact, Rockefeller Center has absolutely nothing on PV Plaza, in my opinion, for ice skating. It looks like fun, and it is fun. And it's a wonderful way to celebrate the winter. I mean, and they really have done, as I said, an absolutely outstanding job. In front of Zalo's restaurant, which is at 9th and Nicollet, NBC is broadcasting all this next week. This is 10 days you have to go downtown, and you will be absolutely delighted. The governor has military people in Humvees handling the parking, but parking is outrageous. So let me just warn everybody, to park down near these events is outrageously expensive. Shame on whoever is doing this. Some of the parking is as much as $50, $60. So my suggestion would be take mass transit, carpool, take a cab or Uber or something like that. But come on downtown and just see all this. It's absolutely a wonderful experience. And then, of course, you can experience our wine bar, which is just a delight. You know, I'll never forget, I think it was in Barcelona about 45 years ago, I went into a tapa place and all they had to drink in there was wine. And I thought it was such fun, but it took a long, long time for wine bars to become popular outside of Barcelona, Spain. But now they are everywhere, and it's a really wonderful experience. And to get the best experience, talk to the servers. You should expect the servers in a wine bar to be fairly knowledgeable about the wines they're trying. And you want authentic choices. If you're looking to learn something about wine, the bar in a wine bar is the most desirable because you can converse with the bartender, who should be relatively knowledgeable, particularly about the particular wines that they're pouring. And of course, ours boasts some wonderful, wonderful foods. And they're mainly because of this week, all from Minnesota. Minnesota cheeses and a little Wisconsin cheese thrown into for our sister state there. Fabulous sausages made right here in Minneapolis up northeast that are just awesome. And other homemade crackers, which they make themselves right in there, are absolutely fabulous. It really is a very pleasant experience. And that's, I think, the most important thing about being in a wine bar is having a pleasant experience. Make it enjoyable. You don't want a stuffy educational environment. You can go in, they have classes and things like that. Take a class. But if you're looking for just something to do to enjoy, stop in the wine bar. We have about 30 or 40 wines. You can schmooze with the server. And if you're looking to learn, you definitely will pick something up. It's really got to be a pleasant experience. And talk about a wonderful thing. The Haskell store is right down the hall from the Haskell's Wine Bar. Perhaps 50 steps is all. And you can go into Haskell's, buy any bottle of wine in the store, and for $10, bring it into the wine bar, and they'll open it up for you. And if that isn't a bargain, I don't know what is. I've seen some of the prices on the food trucks and the bar trucks that are on the mall, and they're outrageous. If you want a real bargain and a wonderful experience, stop in the Haskell's. We have at the downtown store over 12,000 SKUs of wine you could choose from. Buy a bottle, take it down, pay the corkage $10, and sit there and have your own favorite wine. It's a remarkable thing. And another way to test a wine bar is how they store the open bottles. Are they careful of them? And don't ever be afraid to ask them, how long has that wine been open? And trust your own opinions. You can say, I just don't like this. That's fine. That's the way you learn about wine. I remember once, many, many years ago, a young guy worked for us, and we were tasting sherries. And he said, what nut is this made from? Well, of course, the whole class erupted in laughter. And I said, you know, there is no such thing as a dumb question when it comes to wine. Actually, he's very, very perceptive in his taste. All sherries have kind of a nut-like taste to them. And that was a really good observation. It meant that he was getting that nutty flavor in the sherry. And it was nothing to make fun of. But I absolutely, as I said, when you're in a wine bar, don't be afraid to say, hey, how long has this wine been open? And look for unusual wines, but whatever you do, don't ignore your favorite wines. I mean, a wine bar is a good place to try something new because you can only pay for a glass. And that's another nice thing about a wine bar. They have pours. We have a 1 ounce, 3 ounce, and a 5 ounce pour. 5 ounce pour is what you pour to have a nice glass of wine. 1 or 3 ounces are better if you're analyzing and evaluating wines, etc. One thing you've got to do is be very, very careful, as I said, about over-imbibing. It's easy when you're tasting wine and you taste a lot of it to all of a sudden have it catch up with you. So in addition to the parking being outrageously expensive, be sure and practice moderation and or take a cab or take the bus. Mass Transit's very good in the Twin Cities. But don't miss coming down to the mall. It really is special. And as I said, you can get more ambiance out of it by stopping at Haskell's Wine Bar. It has wonderful cozy nooks and booths, great exposure. And incidentally, if you don't want to drink wine, they've got a fabulous coffee bar in there with espresso and lattes. Mexican cocoa is absolutely to die for, as is the regular hot chocolate, just delicious. And you can pair that with all kinds of wonderful food. And you can even get a good panini there. Their paninis are, in my opinion, really delicious. And this newly opened spot just dovetails so beautifully with all of this Super Bowl activities that are going on up and down the mall. Some of the wines we have, if you want to try something wonderful, is a sparkling wine from France called Louis Boyau. It's Brut and Rosé, and the wines are made just exactly as they make champagne, except they're half the price of champagne. And they come in Brut and Rosé, and it is delicious. We also boast down there that Napa Tech wine covers where the wine is covered with argon gas, and we put the more expensive wines in there. And that's a good way to try expensive wine. Our Chablis comes from my good friend Deroupe in Chablis. Their family's been producing wine since the 12th century. Their castle there is not to believe, at Chateau Maligny. Beautiful old castle that he spent his whole life restoring. And the castle's wonderful, but the wine is even better. And that's available at the wine bar. And, of course, we all love Malbec with barbecue and all that. The Aguirre Bay Malbec is absolutely terrific. Fog Mountain's Field Blend, you have never had as good a red Field Blend wine as Fog Mountain. And, again, it's available at the wine bar. Plus, we have 8 craft beers on tap. And the beers, like Dogfish Head, was rated... Imagine a beer called Dogfish Head. But the Brewers Association, and it's made here locally, rated that the number one craft beer in the United States. And then there's Finnegan's Dead Irish Poet, which is a Guinness type of, actually a stout like a Guinness, which is available. So there's 8 different, plus you can get a normal Coors Light or Bud or whatever you want in the way of beer and wine at the wine bar. But it's a marvelous experience, and you'll enjoy what's going on downtown. I'm telling you, it makes you very, very proud of our state when you see what they've done up and down the ball. And as I said at the very onset of this, my hat's off to Richard Davis and Marilyn Carlson Nelson for the fabulous work they put into organizing this. And they're really showing our city off in its best light. That's just one of the many venues. There's venues everywhere from the convention center. They even have an NFL thing down near Orchestra Hall where it's a bunch of Barco loungers and you sit there and see an overhead movie. It's just, you know, you actually are in the stadium. The stuff is just, it blows your mind away.
Really,
but
it really
remember,
does.
The only piece of solid advice that if you take away nothing else, don't drive downtown, because unless you can get a parking spot on the street, they haven't raised those prices. Parking is outrageously expensive.
Really is, and I heard some figures this morning who are just unbelievable. But, Jack, that wine, but you had us all drooling here. Those of us that have to get up at 3 in the morning are ready for dinner. And that wine bar sounds tremendous. But I'll tell you
it
what.
It is tremendous.
Stop.
It's been a great success. It's only been open, you know, a few weeks, and boy, I'll tell you, it is the coziest spot downtown to stop in for a glass of wine, enjoy yourself, and maybe learn something while you're in there.
Absolutely. Well, in the meantime, you can stop in at any one of the Haskell's locations, too. They help you out there as well.
Indeed. If you're planning any kind of entertainment, stop and see the folks at Haskell's. They can't cook the meal, but they can indeed make the meal very special for you by picking the right wine to go with whatever you're preparing. And you know, best of all, they're going to help you pick a wine that will not break the bank, that's very affordable. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington, Haskell's in Chanhassen. There's a Haskell's in downtown Excelsior. Haskell's in Faribault, right off of 35. Our super cellar up in Maple Grove is not to be missed. As I said, our downtown Minneapolis store, there's free parking in the Young Quinlan ramp. That's a big plus. Anyhow, our store at Ridgedale, at Minnetonka, Plymouth Highland Village, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or go to WCCO.com/wine. Take you directly to the Haskell's website. And don't forget the wines I mentioned. You can taste those at all of the stores, particularly that Louis Boyau Brut and Rosé. Wonderful sparkling wines at a great, great price.
Fantastic, Jack. All right, we'll talk to you 1 week from today when the excitement just builds.
Bills up till then.
All right.
Thank you, Denny.
Thank you, Jack. Very good. I'll look forward to it, too. Thank you, Jack.